Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio. First and foremost, we have to send our condolences to the Imam of the time, the Imam who we believe at this moment in time is in Medina somewhere at the lonely grave of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. We send condolences and we ask the Imam to send our salutations and send our du'as to that lonely grave of Fatima al-Zahra salamullah alayha. This being the martyrdom and the day of the martyrdom of Fatima al-Zahra salamu ala alayha. We send our condolences obviously to all the Muslims, for she is somebody who is respected by all Muslims. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the ability that when the Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajum sharif, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten his reappearance, shows his physical self to us and we are able to see it, that he takes us to that grave and we're able to do the ziyarah of Bibi Zahra salamullah alayha, inshaAllah. On this being the martyrdom of this blessed lady, we mention a tradition that has been reported from her. It is said, or rather, it is reported that she has said that surely felicity or happiness, absolute felicity, and the hadith says, kull as-sa'id, absolute. Every bit of felicity, the right and the reality of felicity, the true felicity, is for that person who loves Ali ibn Abi Talib. Man ahabba Aliyan. There's that person who loves Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam while he was alive, fi hayatihi. And the second thing is also important, wa ba'da mawtihi, and after his demise. That here we see that this tradition that has been narrated by a Sunni scholar in his book of Sharh of Najm al-Balagha of Ibn Abd al-Hadid, who narrates this tradition, and also in other books it comes, that he narrates this tradition from Fatima al-Zahra salamu alayha, that she is a martyr of wilaya. She gave everything she had so that the wilaya and the authority and that people recognize the authority of Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam. Her tears that happened after the death of the Holy Prophet, according to some scholars, was because of what had happened to the Ummah and what will happen to the rest of the generation that will come because of denying the right of her husband. Not because he was her husband, because he was the rightful authority after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And she knew haqq and she knew truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the visitation of this blessed lady, inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ma'rifah and the true knowledge of this lady, inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the shifa'ah and the tawassul of this blessed lady, inshaAllah. Fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and hereafter, inshaAllah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Yasir Ibrahim, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Oh Lord, here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. Oh Lord, here I am yearning for your
This humble servant will be diverted from you no more. No more.